KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hunnidae and the Wushkiton of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Gunachish for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the Shu Yi, we Kashuk a eat in. Jin katka ke jin talk anachaya ha anikak gunishchish.
Right about now, it would be good to dig into a jar of summer beets, or maybe head over to the freezer, pull out some smoked fish. The joys of preserving Alaska's bounty, an art that our next guest hopes to share with a series of Saturday Zoom classes in January and February. Welcome, Sarah Lewis, an associate professor for the Cooperative Extension Service in Southeast. Sarah, I wanted to ask you about all the renewed interest that we're seeing in food preservation. Why do you think this is?
It's over the past several years, it sort of waxed and waned a little bit. But really within the past, ever since I became a cooperative extension agent about 8 years ago, there's lots of different reasons from nutrition, having control over your nutrition, having a little more control over your home economics, is another reason for some folks. For some folks, it's just a renewed interest in kind of a lost self-sustaining art. Being able to feed yourself and being able to feed yourself through the winter with what you have harvested in the summer is there's something very holistic and wonderful about that. And so there's lots of really good reasons why people have, gotten back into the kitchen. And recently it's because we're spending a lot of time in our kitchens. And so that's another new reason to renew
part our of interest. The COVID syndrome here. Yeah, but also, yes. We're hearing during this time of COVID, we're seeing a lot of stories in the news about food security. People are worried about the shortage of food during the pandemic. Do you think this has anything to do with the renewed interest?
I know that it does. And people have actually said as much when they've been taking my courses. And I've actually added a few courses or done a few extra, versions of like my canning dry beans class and things like that. And we actually just completed a series on food security and uncertain times that the Cooperative Extension did. We just finished that one up and it was really well attended. We had as many as, 100 people online watching those. So yes, there's definitely a renewed understanding of what can happen when things go haywire and what you can do to make yourself and your family a little bit more resilient to that.
Well, normally when you offer your classes, people are in the room. They're probably getting to sample some of the things, that you're going to be talking about. So it's hard to imagine that watching this online would have the same kind of luster.
Oh, you're not just watching it. I want people to be cooking along with me. So this course that I have coming up, that's specifically what it's for, is people will actually be doing in their own kitchens what we would normally do. I would normally offer it here at the Juneau Douglas High School teaching kitchen, but I'm going to be teaching from my kitchen to your kitchen. And it works out really well because when I do it at JD High, everybody goes away with, one little jar of each recipe that we do. And it's just a little sample. But what I'm actually teaching people to do now, now that I'm able to do it from my kitchen to yours, is people get to do whole canner loads all for themselves, their favorite recipes, things that they've always wanted to try. So it's actually, I think even after we can go back to in-person teaching, I'm probably going to continue doing both because I think that we've seen that there's a real place for people being able to do this stuff within their own home.
So run the gamut of what kinds of foods you will be teaching people to prepare.
Yes,
don't make
absolutely.
Me hungry.
So get ready, get ready. So we're going to be covering both water bath canning and pressure canning. If you're wondering what's the difference, you'll have to join. We don't have time to talk about that right now. We'll be talking about pickling and fermenting vegetables. So that's making pickles, dehydration of both vegetables and fruit and meat and jerky, smoking fish, culturing sourdough and yogurt, and making sausage. We'll be going through all of those different food preservation techniques. I'll be talking about the science. It's an online, both, you know, in the lingo, both synchronous and asynchronous. So it's a blended course where there will be on the Canvas platform, which is one of the online learning platforms that the universities use. We're going to have all of the reading resources and some, you know, lists of what you need to have for when we're going to be cooking. And then on the Saturdays of the course, we will get together and we'll do a lesson together on one of these topics.
So
you'll do assignments.
So I have to ask you, you know, it is kind of a lost art in some ways. Are there some good reasons, though, to have formal training now?
There are. So there are some of the methods that, especially pressure canning, if you don't can your, if you don't process your canned, your home canned foods in the proper way, there can actually be food poisoning risks. Some significant ones, if you are canning fish, canning meat, canning vegetables, which are all low acid foods, you need to know how to use a pressure canner to can those safely. And then for some of the other ones, there are other food safety issues, but a lot of times it's really, getting over that barrier of being a little bit intimidated by something you haven't done before that includes the word preservation or canning, or maybe needs a little extra equipment that you're not sure if you want to buy it, you know, and you want to learn how to use it. So there's lots of really good reasons to go ahead and take a course.
And just quickly here, we have another option for people who would like to earn a certificate as a food preservation educator. How valuable could this be, like, for getting a job in a community?
Okay, so this is one that I specifically created a couple of years ago here in Southeast because there are so many remote communities, and most people in smaller Alaskan communities understand the concept of the 10 people who do everything in a community, and usually one of those people is either being asked about food preservation, or maybe they're their local expert, and so they maybe want to know that they are offering the most current safe information, or perhaps they want to teach some of their own classes, or they want to do canner gauge testing, because that is something that needs to be done. Dial gauges on pressure canners need to be tested once a year, and it's super hard to have that done if you're, you know, if you're in Huna, if you're in Cake, etc., if there's no one nearby to be able to do that. So this is an opportunity for someone within their community or who regularly travels to another community that's more remote to be able to offer this information to people. And people will know that, because Cooperative Extension really is kind of the source for the most up-to-date and safe information, that one of those 10 people that does everything can help them.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah Lewis with the Cooperative Extension Service. We hope your series is a big success.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.